Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's talk about air service over Lake Chelan. In 1948, Ed Olson started an air taxi service on Lake Chelan. He called it Eddie's Service. About this time, a young U.S. Army Air Corps vet named Henry Harvey was renting a plane to fly to Domke Lake and other mountain lakes to fish. He had served in the Canadian Royal Air Force before transferring to the U.S. Air Corps after Pearl Harbor was attacked. He was a member of the Air Transport Command's Ferry Division. The Ferry Division pilots flew all kinds of planes around the world for the U.S. forces. Hank had a 5A class pilot's rating, and he was allowed to fly any Army or Navy plane, single or multi-engine, land or seaplane. Later, he was a flight instructor, and then he flew C-54s over the Himalayas between India and China. In 1946, he was discharged from the Army, and he and his wife moved to Chelan. Hank became interested in flying tourists up lake to fish and hunt. In 1947, he bought 3 float planes and started Chelan Airways. In 1949, a flight to Lucerne cost $5 and to Stehekin, $7. Ernie Gibson of Portland, Oregon had been an instructor during the war. Hank could see the potential in building a business in taking fishermen to the mountain lakes and tourists to Stehekin, so he hired Gibson. He helped with the flights, and the Howe Sound Mine employees and their wives liked being able to fly out of Lucerne. Soon, a Chelan Airways plane would meet the bus from Holden that brought passengers to Lucerne. The men were able to fly out and then back early enough the next day that they did not miss any work. Soon, the miners were the meat of Hank's business. In October 1952, a Chelan Airways flight with 2 passengers crashed into Cub Lake about 9 miles up Prince Creek. Hank was quoted as saying he was blinded by the sun before crash landing in the lake. His 2 passengers survived, although Hank and one of the passengers spent a little time in the hospital after hiking down to Prince Creek and being picked up by Ernie Gibson. Besides flying hurt and sick people out of remote locations, Hank flew supplies to miners in Horseshoe Basin, dropping the loads off the pontoons to the miners at the mouth of the mine at 7,000 feet. He made the parachutes himself out of burlap. They could carry 75 pounds. When he tired of the job, he sold Chelan Airways to Gibson in 1957 and then started Harvey's Furniture Store. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.